In polycythemia vera, diagnostic criteria, there are two major changes. These are very important for everyday practice. Number one under the major criteria is elevation in hemoglobin or hematocrit. Now, the numbers that are provided have changed. They are significantly lower. The hemoglobin level decreased from 18.5 to 16.5 for men and from 17 to 16 for female. Why? Because many times with this, we see patients with elevated platelets, borderline or high normal red blood cell count, and we don't think that patient might have a PV. We don't pay attention to iron deficiency that can be present, low ferritin, or low MCV that develops due to iron deficiency. In other words, many patients with ET develop iron deficiency because they actually have a PV. They do not present with high red blood cell count. That has been recognized and called masked PV. And now the major criteria have been modified to decrease the threshold for a diagnosis of PV because of this particular factor. And the bone marrow was brought up to the major criteria as mandatory test in majority of the patients. I don't do it in everybody. When it's obvious PV, I don't really do it, but it's important information for prognosis. If there is karyotypic abnormality or there is some fibrosis already, these people would progress faster.